The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we welcome you to another episode on the silsila, Pathway of Knowledge. For those who are always with us, then you know what we discuss in this silsila. And for those who are new to the silsila, then just to inform you that we discuss different angles and aspects of knowledge itself. So do stay with us from beginning to end, inshallah azza wa jal, to gain a lot of benefits, inshallah. In fact, in the very beginning, I will advise you, and myself as well, make good intentions that I will listen to the silsila from beginning to end. In fact, all the silsilas of Madani Channel, in fact, everything good we do, make good intentions to get maximum thawab. I will listen to the silsila from beginning to end for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam. I will make a note of the important points. I'll try to practice upon them. I will try to teach them or transfer this knowledge to others, my family members, my parents, my spouse, my children, my siblings and other Muslims, inshallah azza wa jal. Whatever other good intentions you can think of, make it now to gain maximum rewards and thawab from the court of Allah azza wa jal. Keep this principle in mind that if a Muslim does a good deed but there's no good intention, then there's no reward, there's no thawab for that good deed. And the more good intentions we make, the more rewards we get from Allah azza wa jal. There are countless of benefits and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of durood-e paak or salawat or salutations upon our beloved master, the owner of Jannah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in a summary of hadith that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the person who recites durood or salawat or salutations upon me 50 times daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, have you heard? Only 50 times every day. But we should make it our firm intention and our practice to increase as much as we can in the recitation of durood-e paak and salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is for our benefit in this world and in the hereafter and in the qabr, inshallah azza wa jal. As we covered various aspects of knowledge already, like what is the meaning of knowledge itself? What is the most beneficial of all knowledges? And what should be our intentions? That we should seek knowledge only for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal, so that we get thawab from the court of Allah azza wa jal, so we can seek knowledge of deen and do ibadat, the worship of Allah azza wa jal correctly, like read proper salah, make proper wudu, ghusl, and many other aspects as well. Person who is a businessman, then he can conduct his business according to the rules, the limitations of the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law. So today, inshallah azza wa jal, we will discuss what should be our, not just preparations, but how much of sabak or lessons should we take? What should be our sequence as well, inshallah azza wa jal? This we will discuss today, inshallah azza wa jal. But before that, a very important aspect that ulama ikram, the grand scholars of Islam, tell us. A person who wants to be successful, especially when it comes to ilm al-deen, when it comes to studying ilm al-deen, then remember, do not fill the belly too much. Do not eat too much, do not overeat, as this can cause a lot of, not just physical side effects, but also spiritual side effects. It is mentioned in summary of hadith that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, Allah azza wa jal detests, dislikes three people without any other fault. The person who eats too much, the person who is stingy, and the arrogant one. Allah Azza wa Jal save us from these unfortunate categories. A person should take into account the harms of eating also, and the benefits of staying away from overeating. in today's food culture, this is a topic on its own actually, that in today's culture, this food culture that's out there, that people want to try different recipes, new ingredients, and try to impress others, visitors and guests, with their nice cooking and different dishes. In today's time, remember, all these kind of dishes, especially these takeouts and these processed foods, they have a lot of poison in them. They have a lot of... Why do we call it junk foods? Because the taste is good and it fills us up, but there's no energy. It's devoid of energy. It actually makes us sick. And try to refrain from these things, especially if you're studying Al-Madin, then eating these kind of foods or overeating can lead to a lot of spiritual defects. Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from that. Dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, and as mentioned, Shaykh al-Islam Burhanuddin rahmatullahi alayhi, he would always start his lesson on a Wednesday. When? On a Wednesday. He would narrate a hadith in this regard and establish proof from it, that it is mentioned that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِن شَيْءٍ بُدِئَ فِي يَوْمِ الْأَرْبَعَاءِ إِلَّا وَقَدْ تَمَّ. Subhanallah. Nothing is commenced on Wednesday but that it reaches completion. Subhanallah. You start something on a Wednesday, inshallah ta'ala, it will be completed, will be successful in its completion. This was the same manner of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, the Imam of millions of Ahnaf, millions of Hanafis. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated this hadith from his teacher, Shaykh Qawamuddin Ahmad bin Abdul Rashid rahmatullahi alayhi. And from very few reliable people, it is mentioned that Shaykh Abu Yusuf Hamdani rahmatullahi alayhi would stop until Wednesday in order to fulfill a good deed. Wednesday, Yawm al-Arba'a, also possesses the speciality that Allah Azza wa Jal created nur, created light on this day of Wednesday, subhanallah. This day is a day of misfortune for the disbelievers, but a day of blessings for the mu'mineen, the believers. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated from Shaykh Qadi Umar bin Imam Abi Bakr Zarnuji rahmatullahi alayhi, that the lessons for the beginner students should be so concise in a summary form, that if the student is to read the lesson twice, he can easily memorize it. That is not volumes and volumes, but for the student who's a beginner, then such must be his lessons so concise that if he has to read it twice, he can memorize these lessons. Every day, one word should be increased until eventually, even if the lesson becomes lengthy, the student will be able to memorize this lesson after reading it just twice. Remember, every day of our lives are very short. Think about it. How many breaths are gone? How many days are gone? How many steps we've taken is bringing us closer to death actually. This is the reality. And death is the only certainty. The only guarantee is death. We are moving towards it. We must open our eyes, open our hearts and minds that we are getting closer to death. Every day we're leading our lives, it's bringing us closer to that destination, the grave. Now dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, indeed, every day of our life, learn something. Learn one thing at least of deen, because only deen, ilmuddin, knowledge of Islam, knowledge of your deen, is the only true beneficial knowledge. And this will help us if we practice upon it. We practice upon it with good intentions, inshallah azza wa jal, it will help us in the qabr. In the grave it will help us. Because remember, the good deeds of a person will come in the qabr, in the grave it will come, and assist the believer, the Muslim, inshallah azza wa jal. Therefore, for the beginner student, his notes, his lessons must be concise. To such an extent, if he reads it twice, then he will be able to memorize it. And then gradually, the lesson may increase. If the lesson is made lengthy from the very beginning, and in order for the student to understand, there is a need to repeat it many times, maybe 10 times or more, then this student will habitually learn after a repetition of 10 times. This habit will not go easy. It is mentioned, As-sabqu harfun wa takraru alfun. The lesson should be one letter, while repetition should be 1,000 times. There's emphasis here. Just for our, these ulama have given us these guidelines on how to make our lessons easy. That learn little and memorize it by repetition. Remember, it is mentioned, or it is stated that repetition is part of learning. If you ask the Hibs student, the person who is memorizing the Quran, this is what he does to remember the Quran, to remember his Hibs and his Dor, that he learns the lesson once, he memorizes it once, but he keeps repeating, so he remembers it. Similarly, a student of Deen must do takrar. I mean, those who in Jami'ah especially, they are very familiar with this term, takrar, that to repeat, to revise over and over again, continuously, so they remember and they don't forget. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh Imam Sharafuddin Aqili, rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to say that, according to him, the way of the shuyukh, the spiritual masters, was correct when they would select summarized versions of large texts for those students who are beginners. This is because this type of text is easily understood and memorized. This way preserves one from becoming worried, and it is traditionally the way of the majority of the people to summarize it, especially for the students who are beginners. It is important for a student to take the lesson from his teacher, and after continuous repeating of that lesson, he should preserve this knowledge by writing it down, because this is very beneficial. Basically taking notes, our ulama are advising us that you must capture knowledge by writing it down. As they say in English, ink is the best memory. If you listen to a bayan of Amir Ahl-Sunnat or Nigran al-Shura or any Muballigh of Dawud Islami, if you listen to a bayan and if you're taking down notes, then you will remember all, if not most of it, than the person who just heard it or listened to it once or twice. Because in that way you'll remember maybe 10%, 20%, but if you wrote it down, then most of the points you will have. Therefore, remember, ink is the best memory, and capture the knowledge by writing it down. This is what our glorious ulama kiram, our glorious scholars of Islam had advised us. And today we call it homework, but this revision, after the teacher teaches the lesson, then in your spare time or in your time of revision, don't just waste it. That time that the teachers give us for revising is very important. Because if we don't revise then, when will we revise? We will forget it. We will become rusty immediately. But if we keep revising and doing takrar, revision with each other in our Madani halkas, inshallah azza wa jal, you will have a better chance of remembering that. And even better if we write it down. If we take the notes, if we write it down, then inshallah azza wa jal, for future especially, when we have completed that study or that science, then we'll remember, we can open our books again and we can go over it. Perhaps you'll be teaching somebody else. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now a student, another very important aspect is that a student should not write down something which he has not completely understood, because this writing of his can actually bring problems to him, and his intelligence will be affected and his time will be wasted. Because if you have not understood something, or you have understood it wrong or misunderstood and you're writing this down, then for the rest of your life, this is how you will understand it, in the wrong way, incorrectly. So what you have understood correctly, this is what should be written down. The student should try, make efforts to understand the lesson from his teacher. Otherwise, he should not try to understand by concentrating deeply through repetition. So understand first. These are the levels of knowledge our ulama have given us. One is we must go to the knowledge. Don't let the knowledge come to us. Go to the knowledge. Seek knowledge of deen. Understand it. and then practice upon it and then share it with others. Because just to seek knowledge is not the all, be all and end all of knowledge itself. But understanding it correctly, to understand knowledge correctly, is very important. Because many learn knowledge of deen and then they misunderstand and they start practicing the wrong ways. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from this. Seek knowledge, authentic knowledge. In one of our previous episodes, we had mentioned that always try to seek knowledge of deen from teachers that you can trust. This is very important, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. If you are seeking knowledge, remember, make sure that the source of your knowledge from whom you are getting it is somebody that you trust and that will not lead you astray. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability of understanding this and to practice upon it, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, again, I will mention that there are many dangers out there that if we don't plan ourselves properly, that we will waste our time, we will waste our energies, we will waste our intelligence in doing things that are absolutely not beneficial for us. حِفْظُ حَرْفَيْنِ خَيْرٌ مِّن سَمَاعِ وِقْرَيْنِ وَفَحْمُ حَرْفَيْنِ خَيْرٌ مِّن حِفْظِ وِقْرَيْنِ. That to memorize two words is better than listening to two great volumes, and the understanding of two words is better than the memorization of two volumes. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is very intense if we ponder over it, that rather we take less sabaq, less lessons, but we understand it properly and we practice upon it, and then we can share this with others, then taking so much, it is like filling our plate full and trying to put the whole plate of food into our mouth. It won't benefit us. It will harm us, in fact. Dear viewers, listeners of Madani Channel, dear students out there, when a student becomes lazy in understanding a lesson and he doesn't make any attempt or efforts to understand it, then after doing this once or twice, it will become his habit to such an extent that he will not even understand the easy points that the teacher is teaching. Therefore, a student should refrain from being lazy in understanding a lesson, but he should rather work and make dua. Make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal and beg Allah Azza wa Jal to accept this dua, that we understand. Remember, Amir Ahl Sunnah, Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnah, the founder of Dawud Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Tam Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, has taught a very beautiful dua. If we recite this before our lessons, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will remember whatever we are learning. What is that dua? You can find it in many of the rasail, many of the booklets of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawud Islami. The dua is, Allahumma aftah alayna hikmataka wanshur alayna rahmataka ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Try to learn this dua. Try to read this dua before your lesson. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will remember it, if Allah wills. Imam Ajal, Sayyidina Qawamuddin Ibrahim bin Ismail, Sighar, rahmatullahi alayhi, has mentioned a very beautiful couplet. And this was narrated by Sayyidina Qadi Khalil bin Ahmad Sajazari, rahmatullahi alayhi. He says that, serve knowledge like the one who benefits from it. Serve knowledge like the one who benefits from it does, and continuously learn knowledge with praiseworthy wisdom. When you memorize something, then repeat it, then strengthen it to the limits of strength. Continue to repeat this here to gain more understanding and memorization of whatever topic, whatever subject and lesson you are discussing. It is important for a student that he continuously conduct discourses and intellectual competitions, with good intentions, of course. He should fulfill these things with concentration and reflection, and he should stay away from being angry or anger, depressed, all these negative attributes and qualities that can actually hinder or obstruct a student from success or getting salvation. Because by continuous discussion with each other, with fellow classmates as well, is like an intellectual consultation. And consultation is done in order to gain the truth. The truth can only be established through justice and concentration, not through anger or disturbances or these negative things. If during a discourse or debate with his fellow students, it is somebody's intention that he would like to defeat his opponent, then it is not permissible for such a person to do munadhara, a debate, as munadhara is permissible in order to make the truth manifest and clear. It is mentioned about Imam Muhammad bin Yahya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that when a difficult question would be posed to him and he would not know the answer, he would say, مَا أَلْزَمْتَهُ لَازِمٌ وَأَنَّ فِيهِ نَاظِرٌ وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٌ. What you have brought forward is necessary and I will look into it. And above every knowledge, there is one who knows. So these kind of intellectual competitions with good intentions are very beneficial compared to just revising. Yes, we must revise. Don't just leave the revising. Revision, takrar must be there. But also, debate the issue with good intentions with your fellow classmates. This will also help you, in fact. It is mentioned that مُطَارَحَةُ سَاعَةٍ خَيْرٌ مِّن تَكْرَارِ شَهْرٍ. Competing for 1 hour is better than 1 month of revision. It helps, it aids in actually memorizing and remembering what we have learnt. This can only occur when a debate, a discourse is taking place with somebody who is just, who holds justice high. Beware that one should not have an intellectual discussion with somebody who is not stable in nature and somebody who enjoys disgracing others. This is not the purpose. This is not the purpose that to debate and to win, to defeat your opponent, that I am better than you, I have more knowledge than you. No, then the intentions are wrong, and the person who does this, it is being done because of pride. Allah Azza wa Jalla does not love those who are proud. Allah Azza wa Jalla does not love these kind of people. Who gave us the knowledge? It is Allah Azza wa Jalla Himself, Azza wa Jalla, who has given us whatever we know. Our very lives, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given to us. So how can we be proud? How can any intellectual, intelligent person who has wisdom be proud of his knowledge, or of her knowledge, or wealth, or properties, or whatever it is? Because in actual reality, in fact, it is Allah Azza wa Jalla who possesses everything, our very lives. It is Allah Azza wa Jalla who can take it away within the blink of an eye. What will we do then? From being rich, the president, to the pauper, it can happen. Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from this. We should show shukr, in fact. Show shukr and thankfulness. Show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, you gave me this, this and this. I cannot thank you enough. Just continue to show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla and continue seeking forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jalla. In this way, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we will be showing gratitude to receive the ni'mats, the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This will inshallah Azza wa Jalla make Allah Azza wa Jalla happy, inshallah. It is mentioned that it is important for a student to concentrate on the intricacies, the difficult aspects especially, of knowledge at all times. Whenever something challenging or difficult comes, then full concentration must be there. Because these challenges, these intricacies, can only be understood through concentration. So if we're not concentrating in class, when the teacher is teaching, and we're busy doing something else, then we have really lost out. Because those moments when the teacher has taught, we will never get back. Like the breath that we have breathed already. We have already, many breaths have gone by. We're never going to get those breaths back. We're never going to get the time that has passed already. The past is gone. We're never going to get it back. Similarly, when the teacher is teaching his lesson, then in class especially, have full concentration. So we don't lose out on those very priceless moments. It is mentioned that تَأَمَّلْ تُدْرِكْ. Deliberate, you will understand. Before speaking, it is absolutely necessary for one to deliberate, to to pause, to think what is the best way forward, so that the conversation is full of purpose. Our Bapajan, the founder of Dawud Islami, has taught us the same thing. Ek chup so suk. That you keep quiet once, you receive 100 different rewards, 100 benefits, and 100 different salvations. You remain safe. The emphasis is here on keeping silent. If you are silent, you get najat, you get salvation. And silence, I would advise the dear viewers, listeners of Madani channel, that try to obtain the booklet called Silent Prince, Khamosh Shahzada. Silent Prince, it's available on our website as well, dawoodislami.net, available for free download. Read it, pass it to others as well with the intention of Sadaqa Jariya. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will get a lot of motivation on the benefits of remaining silent. Because remember, the person who talks too much, the person who talks too much makes many mistakes, and the person who makes many mistakes commits many sins. And the person who commits many sins will suffer a lot of azab and punishment from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal, save us from this. And those, I hope, our dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel are practicing on the Madani In'amat program. The Madani In'amat booklet is also devised and planned by Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawud Islami, for our self-rectification. Obtain this as well via the website. It's available. The markaz of Dawud Islami, centers of Dawud Islami near you. Any Faizan in Medina, any Muballighin, preachers of Dawud Islami near you, you may obtain it from them as well. This is a monthly booklet for your monthly rectification. We must fill it out and actually practice on that day. It's our daily reminder, our daily injection, we could say, to remind us to prepare for the Akhirah, to prepare for our Qabr, to practice the Sunnah, to please Allah Azza wa Jal, to please His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to read a little bit of Quran, to give sadaqah, to establish our salah. These few aspects, this Madani In'amat, a very powerful tool, a very powerful tool designed by Amir Ahl-Sunnah, has been given to us. And one of them, one of the Madani In'ams, one of the questions that's there is regarding less talking, not indulging in unnecessary talks. Because remember, it's very easy just to say something, but every word, every letter that leaves our mouth, that leaves his tongue, is recorded by the angels. Every action that we do is recorded by the angels. And we'll be answerable and accountable for this on the Day of Judgment. When every person will stand alone in front of the whole creation, and that person will be asked, you and me will be asked individually, alone, read out what you did, what you said. Read out your book of deeds, Tama Ahmal. What will we do then? Rather, if there's nothing beneficial to say, rather keep silent. This is more beneficial for us than to just say anything, especially unnecessary talk. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The author of Usulul Fiqh has mentioned that the main principle for a faqih, a jurist and debater amongst everything is that they concentrate before speaking. They deliberate, they pause first, think first. Is it beneficial? Then they will say it. It is mentioned that رأس العقل أن يكون الكلام بالتثبت والتأمل. The main principle of wisdom, of hikmah, is that the conversation be strong and full of concentration. It is important for a student that he is always benefiting with the light of knowledge, the nur of knowledge, from someone at all times. As we mentioned earlier, our ulama teach us, learn one thing, something every day. Then you know, then you have achieved something. If we just live our day like we did yesterday, and we haven't learned even one thing of deen, what a loss is that. At least something and one thing. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Amir Ahl-Sunnat's bayans are there. Nigran Shura's bayans are there. Muballighin of Dawud Islami, Araqeen Shura, their bayans are available. Free of charge, free of download. Free to download from the website dawoodislami.net in conjunction with this Maktabatul Madina. The publishing department of Dawud Islami is printing thousands of books and booklets every month. Download this as well, or you can obtain it from your local Maktaba. Maktabatul Madina is also the bookshop of Dawud Islami, where these books are available. download them, obtain them, purchase them, read them, distribute them. When you're giving in many occasions like weddings or at funerals or other such occasions, Miladun Nabi, Gyarvi Sharif, Chitti Sharif, etc. Why not get a whole stack of these books? Whatever, there's many titles available on various topics. Get them, obtain them, purchase them. The money itself is going into the services of deen for Dawud Islami's operations in inviting towards goodness and forbidding evil. This is our mission statement. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the whole world, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. And these activities are there of Dawud Islami. I will encourage you, try to buy a whole stack of booklets on whatever topic you choose and distribute it as Isal-e-Sawab for your family members, whether your mother, your father, your children, your siblings, and the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned that in a very beautiful hadith sharif, subhanallah, that al-hikmatu dhalatul mu'mini aynama wajadaha akhadaha, subhanallah. Wisdom, hikmah, is the lost inheritance of a believer. Wherever he finds it, he should get it, he should take it. As mentioned by another person, khudh ma safa wa da' ma kadur. Hold on to the good and forsake what is impure. Imam Fakhruddin Kashani rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he would say that one of the servants of Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi ali was with Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi ta'ala ali as a trust in his custody. Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi ta'ala ali once asked, "Do you remember anything now from the fiqh, the jurisprudence of Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi ali?" The servant said, "I cannot remember anything else, but I remember that Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would say, sahmud dawri saqitun, circulating share is invalid." Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi memorized this ruling as he was himself a little bit uncertain about it. However, the servant's words got rid of every doubt and confusion he had, subhanallah. From this we learn that it is possible to gain intellectual benefit from anybody. From anybody we can learn something. Keep our eyes open and our ears open. We can learn many things from the world around us, from nature itself, subhanallah. Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi was once asked how he gained so much of knowledge. Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi replied, "I did not feel ashamed to learn from others, nor was I stingy in benefiting others." Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, have you heard? The great Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah ta'ala ali, one of the senior students of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ta'ala ali. What did he say? "I didn't feel ashamed from seeking knowledge, from learning from others on one side. On the other side, I was not stingy in imparting and benefiting others with my knowledge." We should have the same attitude as students of deen especially. Whatever we are learning, don't be ashamed that we are learning something. At least we are seeking ilm-e-deen. Now translate that into practice. Practice upon this, whatever we have learned of ilm-e-deen, after understanding it. And then transfer it to others. Do not be stingy. That I know the halal, the haram, the jais, the na-jais, the allowed, the disallowed. I know these things. Now start with your family members, with your friends, with other Muslims in your society. In whichever way you are able to transmit this knowledge, do so. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, your own knowledge will increase and it is a form of revision for you. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami has these kind of activities. Madrasatul Madina for children, for Balighan, Balighat, for adult Islamic sisters, Islamic brothers are there. Jamiatul Madina, the Darul Ulooms of Dawud Islami are established as well. Separately for Islamic brothers, for Islamic sisters. Darul Madina, the Islamic schooling system is also established by Dawud Islami. And therefore you as well. Associate yourself with all these activities or whichever activities you can and you will see benefit in your life. You will see positive changes in your life, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah was once he was asked as to how he radiallahu anhu gained so much of knowledge. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma replied, بِلِسَانٍ سَأُولِيُ وَقَلْبٍ عُقُولٍ. SubhanAllah. Because of a questioning tongue and a wise heart, a heart of wisdom. SubhanAllah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we too must fall in this category. If we are not there yet, train ourselves. Be part of good company by having a tongue that only asks what is beneficial, what is part of wisdom, not unnecessary things. As we mentioned earlier, the person who unnecessarily talks or talks unnecessary conversations, he makes many mistakes. And this ultimately will lead to him getting a lot of punishment and azab from Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal include us amongst the pious ones. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us sincerity. May Allah Azza wa Jal put in us this enthusiasm to seek knowledge of deen, to understand it, to practice it, to practice the grand and glorious sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and to transfer this to others, to other Muslims as well, to benefit them. Whether we travel on Madani Qafilas of Dawud Islami, we attend the weekly Ijtima'at of Dawud Islami, we give dars in the masjid, at home as well, or other areas. Allah Azza wa Jal grant us this ability of understanding and practicing, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Ameen, bijahi al-Nabiyy al-Ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.